ओम ज्ञान तिमिरं दस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः गुरवै गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः वंदेहं श्रीगुरुवरं श्रीरूपानुगप्रवरं व्रजरसरसिकं च नारायणं तं प्रपन्नं श्रीगुरुचरणं वंदे रमण पृष्ठाय भूतले रूपानुग भक्तिदं च कृपामूर्ति नारायणं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. So first of all, I offer my dandavat pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Nitlaya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and Nitlaya Srimad Bhaktivedanta Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Srila Gurudev, and to our Rupanu Gauriya Guru Varga, and to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis present today, and to our guardians, and to especially Shri Vakreshwar Pandit, whose Avirbhav Tithi we are observing today. So Shri Vakreshwar Pandit is a very beloved associate of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His name is mentioned even in Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Navadvip also. Normally we hear that he used to dance during the Rath Yatra, but we see that when Mahaprabhu was absorbed in his Harinam Sankirtan in Shiva Sangan, at that time Vakreshwar Pandit was also present. At that time, Vakreshwar Pandit, he would dance so ecstatically. No, it is said he would dance for 72 hours straight. That is 3 days. 3 days continuously just dancing and dancing. No. Just dancing in so many wonderful ways. And this way he's increasing this Mahaprabhu's mood of relishing the mellows of Sri Krishnanam Sankirtan. At that time, you see, the Gandharvas, they themselves are considered to be the heavenly, the celestial singers and dancers. No. Like Mahaprabhu's name itself is Gita Visharada. And Gita Visharada and Nartaka Pandita. Mahaprabhu himself has so many names which correspond to his singing and dancing. And then Nataraj, he has so many different names. So Mahaprabhu himself is such a wonderful dancer, and so are his associates. And when Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu would dance, no, he would tell Mahaprabhu that please give me millions of Gandharvas. And as these Gandharvas will sing, I will dance. As they will sing Sri Hari's names, I will dance ecstatically. And this way Mahaprabhu would say that, seeing you dance, Vakreshwar, I feel I can have wings and I can fly, he said. Mahaprabhu himself would become so ecstatic on seeing Vakreshwar Pandit sing and dance. We say that during Mahaprabhu's lila in Navadvip, only a few associates could glorify Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Because we know Mahaprabhu, he is unlike the other incarnations. We say that Ram, Krishna, all of them, when they descended to this world, they spoke of their own glories. They weren't so shy. No, Krishna in the Gita itself, he has said that he is Bhagavan himself. In the Gita, he has said openly. And Sri Ramchandra also, we see, he has also at times shown his divinity, that he is Parameshwar, Paratpar Prabhu. But Mahaprabhu was never like this. Mahaprabhu always concealed his glories. He never wanted anyone to know who he was, Mahaprabhu. No, he never wanted anyone to know. But still, when certain devotees would glorify him, Mahaprabhu would not say anything also. He had given this right to some. Like Narare Sarkar Thakur, it is said when Narare Sarkar would glorify Mahaprabhu as God, as Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu would not say anything. He would only listen in a very neutral way. When the others would say, he would chastise them. But when Narari Sarkar would say, he would not say. Similarly, even when Vakreshwar Pandit would glorify Mahaprabhu in such a way as being Krishna himself, Mahaprabhu would not say anything. He had given this special adhikar for them. No. Normally, we say for the others, he would always tell them that don't tell anyone that I'm God. When he gave darshan to Tapan Mishra, he said that. don't say anyone, don't tell anyone that I'm Krishna. When he gave darshan to this Taitrik Brahman, he said, don't tell anyone. Even when he gave darshan to Kalavecha Sridhar, he said, don't tell anyone. Even when he gave darshan to Raya Ramananda, as Rasaraj and Mahabhav, he said, don't tell anyone. But Vakreshwar Pandit, when we glorify him, he would not say anything, Mahaprabhu, just be quiet. You may see in Rupa Goswami also, no? When he glorified Mahaprabhu as Krishna himself, at first Mahaprabhu, he was a little shy. He said, oh, in this pot of nectar, you added one drop of salt, some pungent substance. But then anyhow, Mahaprabhu acknowledged Rupa Goswami's glorification. Similarly, how we say that when Vakreshwar Pandit Prabhu would dance and when Mahaprabhu would sing, we would be so happy. And this way we hear that during this Shiva Sangam, during this Kirtan there, continuously singing and dancing throughout the day, throughout the night. Because we say, why did Mahaprabhu start Sankirtan there in Navadvip? Because we say that, like we hear that Param Gurudev, why did he tell Gurudev to start preaching from Mathura? Why? Because Param Gurudev, he told Gurudev, when you start preaching from Mathura and when you change the hearts of the Mathura Vasis, then you can conquer the world. No, when you change the hearts of those who are averse to the Vrajavasis. Even now, some Mathura Vasis, they will not say Radhe Radhe. They'll say Jai Sri Krishna. They will not say Radhe Radhe, even now. So when you change their hearts, then you can conquer the entire world. Similarly, Mahaprabhu said, if I change the hearts of these Navadvip Vasis, then I can change the hearts of everyone else in the world. Because we see that not all the Navadvip Vasis were devotees. Some were worshippers of Durga Devi. Some were tarkiks, means dry logicians. Some were scholars. So when he was dancing there in the courtyard of Shiva Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit knew this intention of Mahaprabhu, that he wanted to change the hearts of all the Navadvip Vasis. So accordingly, he also danced and sang with Mahaprabhu. And now we see that Vakreshwar Pandit's name is mentioned in another history. We hear that when Devananda Pandit didn't know who Shiva Thakur was, he had him thrown out of the assembly. No, he didn't say anything. When his disciples were throwing him out, he didn't say anything, which means he was agreeing. They say, maunam iti lakshanam, means if he's silent, it means he's agreeing. So when Devananda Pandit agreed to this, and Shiva Thakur was thrown out of the assembly, Mahaprabhu became so angry when he heard this. And then when Mahaprabhu was passing through the recitation of Devananda Pandit, he said, he doesn't know anything. Not one single syllable of the Bhagavat he knows. And still just see he's speaking on the Bhagavat as though he knows everything. Chastised Devananda Pandit. And since then, Devananda Pandit was very repentant. He knew he committed a great offense. So then we hear that when Vakreshwar Pandit came to Navadvip, and then when he spoke on the glories of Krishna, then Devananda Pandit, he served him very nicely. And also when he would dance, all the Dhammasis, they would surround Vakreshwar Pandit, trying to take the dust of his feet. So at that time, Devananda Pandit with a stick, he gently forbade everyone from coming forward. He warned them that don't come and disturb him. No, this way he warned them, don't disturb the moods of this great personality. And then he gently, even he took the foot dust of Devananda Pandit, of Vakreshwar Pandit, and smeared it all over his body. And he heard Harikatha from him. And then after some time when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and then when he came, then Mahaprabhu forgave him, saying, Vakreshwar Pandit is my heart. He's like my own soul. And when you served him, I became very happy. So now you are forgiven. And then Mahaprabhu said, if you want to know the Grantha Bhagavat, you must know the Bhakta Bhagavat. You're always speaking from the Grantha Bhagavat, but you don't know the heart of the Bhakta Bhagavat. And what is the use of your scholarship? So then Mahaprabhu enlightened him. Then Devananda Pandit, as we know, he was forgiven for his offenses. But then the question arises, did Devananda Pandit ask Shiva Thakur for forgiveness? No. He served Vakreshwar Pandit, and how could he be forgiven? Because if there is a thorn in the foot, no, it will not come out of the mouth. You must remove it from the foot. No, if one has taken poison, then from that same mouth, one should take nectar, which will neutralize that poison. So here we see that he is apologizing. He served Vakreshwar Pandit. So how could he be forgiven for his offenses to Shiva Thakur? So here we see there can be two perspectives. One perspective is, maybe he did ask for forgiveness from Shiva Thakur also. And then he asked for forgiveness from Vakreshwar Pandit. But the second perspective we can see is that after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, She was stuck out, Advaita Acharya, they all left Mayapur. They no longer stayed there. Because every pastime place of Mayapur reminded them of Mahaprabhu, brought so much pain to their hearts. So Srivas, along with his brothers, he returned to Kumarhatta. Advaita Acharya returned to Shantipur. Even Nityanandru went to Kardaha. So maybe because of that reason, Devananda Pandit did not have the chance to beg for forgiveness from Srivas Thakur. But as far as I can understand, he first actually asked for forgiveness already from Srivas. And then from Mahaprabhu. Because we see even this Gopal Chakravarti also, no? He committed an offense to Haridas Thakur. But then Mahaprabhu forgave him. So it is not mentioned anywhere that Gopal Chakravarti, he asked for forgiveness from Haridas Thakur because he called Haridas Thakur many bad names, no? But then Vaishnavas say that our Guru Varga, they're saying that Gopal Chakravarti, he actually committed an offense to the holy name, not to Haridas Thakur. So therefore Mahaprabhu forgave him. But here we see that Devananda Pandit has directly committed an offense to Srivas Thakur. So I don't, but still, anyhow, he was forgiven by serving Vakreshwar Pandit. So anyhow, this way he was forgiven. And then Mahaprabhu, this way he proclaimed the glories of Vakreshwar Pandit everywhere. And then we see that even when Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Vakreshwar Pandit would be there. Because all the devotees from Gaudamandal, they would come and they would stay for 4 months there in Jagannath Puri for Chaturmasya. No? So then when Mahaprabhu would dance in front of the Jagannath chariot, it is said there would be 4 groups of devotees. Mahaprabhu himself would garland all the devotees. He would apply chandan on their foreheads. He would even offer pranam to them. No, because one name of Mahaprabhu is Manada. Means he is always ready to give respect to others. One name of Mahaprabhu is Sushil. Means he is very patient. He is very forbearing. No. So Mahaprabhu has so many different names. One name of Mahaprabhu is Vinay. He's very humble. So they say Mahaprabhu, he is offering respects to all the Gaudamandal Vasis, garlanding them and decorating them with sandalwood pulp. And this way, there would be 4 groups of devotees. And there would be 2 mridanga players in 1 group each. And then this way, these 4 groups of devotees, there would be 4 dancers and 4 singers. In 1 group, there would be Haridas Thakur as the main dancer. And that group, Sarup Damodar Goswami, he would be the chief singer. In another group, Advaita Acharya would be the main dancer, and Srivas Thakur, he would be the main singer. And in another group, Nityananda Prabhu would be the main dancer, and Mukunda Prabhu, whose Tirubhavtiti we observed a few days before, he was the main singer. And in another group, Vakreshwar Pandit was the main dancer. And then Govinda Ghosh, he was the main singer of that group, the Kirtaniya. So this way, these 4 groups of devotees, well, the 4 associates are dancing and while 4 are singing, Mahaprabhu is so ecstatic. And the 4 groups of devotees, they're singing and dancing in front of Jagannath. And then there are 3 more groups of devotees. 1 group of devotees from Kulin Gram, which is Satraj Khan and Golaraj Khan and all these residents from there. And the other group of devotees are from Shantipur, Achyutananda Prabhu and the others. And the other group of devotees are from Srikhanda. Narahari, Murari, Mukunda, Raghunandan, Thakur, all of them. And they saw these 3 groups, one would go to the side of Jagannath, each side, and one would go behind the chariot. Because Mahaprabhu would also dance behind sometimes. So there are 7 groups of devotees. And Mahaprabhu would dance in such a way that every group thought that Mahaprabhu was dancing within us, amongst us. Like when Krishna was with his cowherd friends, they all thought, Krishna is only with me. So this way Mahaprabhu, it is said like a firebrand. Means he was dancing so swiftly, it seemed he was simultaneously present in all the 7 groups. But actually he was dancing so swiftly from one group to another, one group to another, one group to another, that no one could even realize that Mahaprabhu was dancing in such a way. Only 3 devotees understood. Prataprudra Maharaj, Kashi Mishra and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Only they saw Mahaprabhu dancing this way in all the 7 groups of devotees. So this way Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Vakreshwar Pandit because then Mahaprabhu was also absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So one circle was formed around him by Nityananda Prabhu and the devotees to protect him. And then another circle was formed by Kashishwar and Govinda Prabhu, the second circle to protect Mahaprabhu. And the third circle was formed by Prataprudra Maharaj and his sevaks and his servants. So they would form 3 circles around Mahaprabhu and everyone would sing and dance.
And when Mahaprabhu has observed the mood of Srimati Radhika there, as you know, seeing his associates dance, he is also very pleased. Because who is Vakreshwar Pandit? It is said he is Aniruddha from Chaturvyuha. But also it is said he is Dhyanchandra Goswami, his grand disciple, has said he is Tungavidya Sakhi. So as we know, Tungavidya Sakhi is very, she has great expertise in this singing and dancing. So that's why we see Vakreshwar Pandit's parampara is continuing to this day. Because we see that this Radhakanta Mat, this Gambira, was originally given by Kashi Mishra to Mahaprabhu. Because this was part of the flower gardens of Jagannath, where flowers would be picked for Jagannath's Seva. So this was the garden, of Kashi Mishra, who was the Rajguru, or the Raj Purohit of Pratapurudra Maharaj. So he gave this place to Mahaprabhu. And then we know, after Mahaprabhu entered into Nityalila, this was taken over by Vakreshwar Pandit. He established the deities of Sri Radhakanta. And then it was his disciple, Gopal Guru Goswami, who continued this dhara. And then after him, Dhyanchandra Goswami. So we see this Archan Paddhati. It is said that this all the procedures of this Archan, they come from this group, from this dhara of Vakreshwar Pandit. And it is said before there was only the Gopal Mantra and the Kam Gayatri. No other mantras, only these two mantras were there before. And even that Gopal mantra was Dashakshar, I think, not Astakshar. But then what did Gopal Guru Goswami do? He introduced these other mantras also, like Guru Mantra, Guru Gayatri, Gaur Mantra, Gaur Gayatri. Because he knew that the Kali Yuga Jivas, they need more protection, more Sambandha. So this way we see that in this Radhakanta Mat, it is very famous for one reason. Why? First, the Boga is offered to Gopal Guru Goswami's deity and then to Radhakanta. This is the way they offer Boga. And Gurudev said, this is the example that every devotee should follow. First offer to your Guru and then to the deities. We say that when Gopal Guru Goswami departed from this world, the king of Puri wanted to take the temple away in this Radhakanta Mat. And then Dhyanchandra Goswami could not do anything. And then as Gopal Guru Goswami, it is said as he was about to, as his body was about to be given samadhi, anyhow he appeared before the king and said, don't do like this. This is my place of worship. And then he disappeared. And then again, for some other reason, it is said, Dhyanchandra Goswami, again he was in trouble. And then Gopal Guru Goswami, he said, I'm in Dhar Samir. He said, make my deity out of a neem tree. And then this deity out of a neem tree was made. And then from that deity, Gopal Guru Goswami spoke. And then he instructed all his disciples. And so to this day, they offer boga to that deity of Gopal Guru Goswami and then to the Radhakanta deities. And we see even in Javadharma also, Gopal Guru Goswami, he is the one who's speaking on Raganuga Bhakti to Vrajanath and Vijay Kumar. He is the one who's speaking on all these different bhavs of Srimati Radhika. He is the one who's speaking on all these different types of Rag, this Manjushta, this Nilimarag, and this all these bhavs, he is the one who is speaking. And who is his spiritual master? He is Vakreshwar Pandit. So therefore we see this dhara, this current of conceptions is continuing to this day, where even there are many devotees to this day in Odisha who say like they are the followers of Vakreshwar Pandit. So this way today is the Avirbhav Tithi of this great associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So just by remembering his very name, we can achieve prem. And what to speak of remembering his life and his activities. So, offering my respects at the lotus feet of this great devotee, we pray that we will not be also guilty of any offenses. Because we say, lastly, I'll just end with this, we say that Mahaprabhu, he delivered three associates particularly. One was Jagai Madhai. You see, Jagai Madhai, they did many sinful things, but they did not commit any offenses. They harassed many, they did many things, but they did not commit any offense. So therefore, Mahaprabhu immediately forgave them and gave them prem. He did not say anything. He said, don't be sinful again. This is your repentance. And go to the Ganga, wash everyone's feet, and this is your repentance. By this, you'll always have prem. Jagai Madhai immediately delivered. But Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, you see, Mahaprabhu took time to deliver him. If you see, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he took some months. Because we say, after Mahaprabhu came to Puri, he stayed for some months, Bhattacharya, Sarva Bhattacharya spoke the Vedanta Sutra to him. Mahaprabhu listened, and then gradually he delivered him after a few months. Because Sarvam Bhattacharya, he would say Krishna is formless, nirakar. So Mahaprabhu took some time to deliver him. He also knew that when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, also he knew Sarvam Bhattacharya was a Mayavadi. And then we see the most serious offender during Mahaprabhu's time was Prakashananda Saraswati. He was the most serious offender. He would openly criticize Krishna. He would openly criticize Mahaprabhu, saying Mahaprabhu is just one sentimentalist. How can a sannyasi sing, dance and weep like this? And even when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he would say, Prakashananda Saraswati, he's throwing thunderbolts at me. He's trying to cut my body into pieces. So he was the most serious offender. And Mahaprabhu took so many years to deliver him. If you see, even after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he stayed in Puri for many years. And then when he went to Vrindavan, and then while returning from Vrindavan, he stopped at Kashi and then delivered Prakashananda Saraswati. So you see, even in Mahaprabhu's deliverance of the Vaishnava Pradis, there are gradations. Some soon, some very fast, and some very late. So this way Mahaprabhu is showing that be very careful of Vaishnava Parad. If you're simple, like that prostitute also, she was very simple-hearted. Immediately she got prem by listening to Haridas Thakur chant Harinam for 3 nights. Saying simply, if you're simple-hearted, and if you don't commit Vaishnava Parad, then you're always safe. He's teaching us through his associates. Mancha kalpataru beshcha kripasinda bhayavcha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Timirandasyagyanandunashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namah Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripasindu vevacha Patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gora Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, Torupanuga Guru Varga, unto all assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So today we're observing the appearance day of Sri Vakrishwar Pandit. As already has been mentioned, Dhyanachandra Goswami, his grand disciple, has revealed his identity, that personality in Krishna Lila, who is so expert in the art of singing and dancing, that Gopi Tungavidya, she has appeared in this month of Ashar on the fifth, the Panchami. So today is Panchami, in the dark half. It is Krishna Paksha. And he also mentioned that, and he closed his pastimes on the Shasti of the same month. So not tomorrow, but in the bright half. That is just after the new moon, that is the bright half going towards full moon. So just a day after Panchami, the Shasti, the sixth day, he also disappeared on that month. So, Sri Vakrishwar Pandit, we know, is a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. He's one of the disciples of Gadadhar Pandit. And already his line has been glorified, Gopal Guru Goswami, Dhyanachandra Goswami, and up to now, their lines, like so many followers in Orissa. So, we know that from the time in Navadvip, then he's there. He's a very prominent associate. He's always the one doing kirtan and singing for Mahaprabhu. He's like one of the important and prominent kirtaniya and dancer. And it has been mentioned he can dance up to 72 hours, so 3 days. So said that when Mahaprabhu went to Puri, after sannyas, he was also there accompanying Mahaprabhu. And we know that not all associates of Mahaprabhu are allowed to stay with Mahaprabhu. Especially when Mahaprabhu, after his 6 years traveling, when Mahaprabhu decided to settle in Puri and he stayed there for 18 more years, like devotees would only be able to come to with Mahaprabhu only this time, this Chaturmasya time, and stay with Mahaprabhu for Rathayatra. And usually after Chaturmasya, Mahaprabhu would tell them go back. So, but Vakreshwar Pandit, we know he's one of those devotees who are like staying with Mahaprabhu whole time there in Puri, staying with him. Like Gadadhar Pandit as well, because Gadadhar Pandit, he took this vow, like Khetra Sannyas. So, Vakreshwar Pandit, we already know during Rathyatra, then he's one of the main dancers. So he's usually, he's been mentioned, he's in the fourth group. And very important lesson, he have already been mentioned in the pastime of Devananda Pandit. When Mahaprabhu visited this Bengal, actually this is the second time Mahaprabhu traveled, first South India, then he was on his way to, then second time, he was on his way to Braj, but he passed by Bengal. But at that time, he did not proceed to Braj after reaching Ramakeli. Actually, Vakreshwar Pandit also was with him to Ramakeli, it has been mentioned. So, and after that, then he returned back to Puri. And his third time, then he went to Vrindavan. So that second time when he was he passed by like Bengal, then he actually visited Navadvip, but not in Mayapur, but in Kulia. And it was during this time that he actually forgiven like many of those who committed like aparad. And therefore, that's why Kulia has been considered the aparad vanjan stan, like where aparad is forgiven. So one of those devotees forgiven was this Devananda Pandit. Actually, our mat situated there in this Kulia, this Kuladweep. This is the town Kulia. In the present time now, this town Navadweep, that is Kuladweep, this is Kulia. So there, our mat is there, and it's also actually named Devananda Gaudiya Mat. So also to Param Gurudev, he is showing that this is speciality of this place. And like foremost example of that is Devananda Pandit. He's known to be a speaker of Bhagavatam, but Mahaprabhu never acknowledged him as a real knower of Bhagavatam. When Mahaprabhu passed by, Mahaprabhu would like strongly, like angrily, even throw the Bhagavatam on the floor, his Bhagavatam on the floor, and telling him, you don't know a word on Bhagavatam. Why? Because he disrespected, or he became implicated in an offense to the person Bhagavad. And this is what Mahaprabhu has taught. When you talk about Bhagavatam, there's two Bhagavatams. There's the book Bhagavad, and then there's the person Bhagavad. The only way to understand the book Bhagavad is really to learn from the person Bhagavad, the actual devotee who's living the teachings of Bhagavatam. So we already heard this Devananda Pandit, he was speaking Bhagavatam. Srivas Thakur, he's always like greedy to hear. And therefore, he was one of the people in that assembly. But he became so absorbed in the recitation. He started manifesting all these ecstatic symptoms, started to cry and roll on the floor. And then all these followers of Devananda Pandit, thinking, he's disturbing the assembly. Then he threw him outside the assembly. Now, this Devananda Pandit didn't say anything. So he's implicated in this offense. Especially he's the guru of these people. So because of this, then we can see that he himself, what to speak of receiving the gift of Mahaprabhu, that time when Mahaprabhu was in Navadvip, he was distributing prem to everyone. But this Devananda Pandit, supposedly speaking Bhagavatam, actually, what to speak of him receiving prem from Mahaprabhu? He didn't even have faith of Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he would be with Mahaprabhu and like be repentant. But we can see like he was there like on the background. Like actually, he didn't have that faith on Mahaprabhu. And this is because of that offense. So the offense to the devotee. So then we've heard that at one time, Vakreshwar Pandit, he went to Kulia. So take note, that is the place of Devananda Pandit. He went to some Brahmin's house. And there he was like, he started his dancing. He was dancing for 6 hours, just absorbed in kirtan. And then people, and actually, this Devananda Pandit, he became attracted by all these like symptoms of prema from Vakreshwar Pandit. And therefore he was there. And so many people gathered around. So he made it so that all these people cannot disturb Vakreshwar Pandit. So he even like had a stick and making it so that people are controlled and will not disturb Vakreshwar Pandit. Just for that service, Mahaprabhu noticed Vakreshwar Pandit. Devananda Pandit. Just because of that service to Vakreshwar Pandit. Actually, he waited until Vakreshwar Pandit came out of his sense that night. Then he sat down. Of course, this is the effect of having association of an actual, like very high class devotee like Vakreshwar Pandit. That Devananda Pandit became purified. He approached Vakreshwar Pandit. And then Vakreshwar Pandit, actually very pleased of the service of Devananda Pandit, and he blessed him that you may have Krishna. You will attain Krishna like this. And actually because of that, Mahaprabhu like began to notice Vakreshwar Pandit, Devananda Pandit. So when Mahaprabhu came to, this is already after sannyas, when the second time of his like traveling, when he came to Kulia, then Devananda Pandit met with Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu told him, I have noticed you because of your service to Vakreshwar Pandit. So here we can, some lesson is there. Although it is said, and this is a fact, if you commit offense to a Vaishnav, the only way for forgiveness is to ask forgiveness from Vaishnav. So, but like has been mentioned, he did not commit offense to Vakreshwar, but actually it is said that if the Vaishnav is not there, then what is your weight like for becoming free from that offense? Just like in case Vaishnav is not there. Or sometimes actually you don't know that you actually commit offense to a Vaishnav. It's because this is the problem. When you commit offense to Vaishnav who's very humble, for them, they don't take offense. So you may think, oh, I'm all right. You don't, like really, you don't know that you commit offense. And therefore, now your life is doomed. It's like, oh, you're completely hopeless. So the only way actually, way out of this is you actually serve Vaishnav and somehow Krishna's heart becomes like pacified. And Krishna will give you in your heart all this inspiration that, okay, you can rise up from your situation. That you can ask forgiveness from that Vaishnava you offended, or you will realize that you have committed offense and be really sorry like this. Anyhow, in this case, he may have asked like forgiveness from Shrivas, but it said that because of that service to Vakreshwar Pandit, who was a high-class devotee then, Mahaprabhu noticed him, and Mahaprabhu like blessed him. Mahaprabhu told him actually that Vakreshwar is, in Vakreshwar's heart is Krishna. And when Krishna dances, then he dances. Like that. So I'm very pleased. And he said, anyone who has association of Vakreshwar Pandit, then he is in that place where all the holy Tirtha is there. He's in the highest place like this. So we can understand how this personality today, his appearance, how like great, and also this is an example to all the devotees, great devotees, that our only hope in this life is if we get to associate with them and serve them, then Krishna or Mahaprabhu may notice us and hopefully also bless us that we can attain this continued association with the devotees so our life will progress more to not just understanding but realizing our real goal of life to attain this prem. So today, the appearance day of Sri Vakreshwar Pandit, we are remembering this Leela and this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and praying for their causeless mercy. We pray that we become fully bona fide members of their family.
Om Agyana Timirandhisya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataruhasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vacha Paditanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhu Namo Namaha Namaha Badanaya Krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne Gaurattise namaha Jai rupa sanatan Bhattar guna Srijiv Gopal Bhatta Dasro guna Echai gosai kari Charanabandham Javite Vignanas Abhishta Puran Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Guru Vishnu Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaurari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jai Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudha Sanjeev ki jai, Jai Bhakti Vigna Vinashan Gar Nishinadev ki jai, Bhakti Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishwavada Giriraj Govardhan Jiu ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiu ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Brajasari Madhisari Pranasari Smati Radharani ki jai, Brajdevi Gan ki jai, Samaved Guru Bhakti Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Pramanandi. Today's hearing is Vakreshwar Pandit glories. In Chaitanya Bhagavati, Chaitanya Charitamrita, writing time, Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining and glorifying all Mahaprabhu's parshad. Telling Mahaprabhu not alone. He came within his Sangopango Astra Parsada Sangha. Mahaprabhu came with his own Parsad. Like Ramchandra came, his own Parsad with his. Krishna came, his own Parsad with his. But Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu came, then this own Parsad group with this. How they serving Mahaprabhu, also helping Jivo. This is very important things. Gadadhar Pandit, he took Kshetra Sannyas. But Mahaprabhu's desire, everybody helping this living entity, conscious soul, mostly anybody starting sadhana, necessary their help. No helping new devotees, new, they don't know how doing sadhana. Harinam, Mahaprabhu is near to hearing, or somebody is near to hearing, the chanting, they try to follow etiquette. But what is necessary, important, this no idea. So Mahaprabhu giving inspiration, but conditioned soul, the starting sadhana, need is direct instruction, direct help. Indirect help, inspiration, then sometimes understanding, sometimes no understanding. Why living entity has very small they have place. They have no pure things for room, no place. Their heart is contaminated. So now Gadadhar Pandit, he is Mahaprabhu's service for, he is making strong personality, giving all shakti. Why Mahaprabhu say, Gadadhar, you not coming. You continue, will be Jagannath Puri, Gopinath Seva. His desire, I am serving Mahaprabhu, I will be with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is for I took sannyas, meaning I left in Navadvip. Now Mahaprabhu left me, and Mahaprabhu going South India, Mahaprabhu coming Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu going Navadvip, going on Ramkeli, Mahaprabhu everywhere going. He taking, thinking Mahaprabhu sannyas, then definitely is taking Puri. But Mahaprabhu non-sustri. Also Mahaprabhu, other things giving ban. Mahaprabhu says, I am coming you near, but you not coming my near. This is more, very painful. Mahaprabhu every day going, hearing Bhagavatam, Kirtan, sometimes take prasad also. But Gadadhar Pandit never been come. Only Rajyatra time, sometime for coming, Gundicha Mandir Marjan time, but not all time. Then his own shakti and all Mahaprabhu's service for giving mood and giving all power and making active, very serious. So this, his disciples, Gadadhar Pandit has many disciples. Achyutananda Prabhu also Gadadhar Pandit disciple. Many others. But Bhakrishna Pandit for Mahaprabhu giving personal power and very making active. He is going everywhere. Who? Bhaktisya Pandit. And checking who has respect for Mahaprabhu, who has love for Mahaprabhu, who is against, who is doing offense, who is disobeying any Vaishnavas, Bhaktas, devotees, who is commenting, who is chanting. Two things, plus point, and will try to do, want to do, then helping is necessary. But I have any faults and guilties, or who telling? All are commenting. Many people has this business, commenting, insulting, blaming, complaining, but cannot changing, purifying, no. Who is kind? Commenting for absolute expert. But purifying for? Changing for? Who? Who is kind? So Gadadhar Pandit, Gadadhar Swarup Shakti, therefore he is giving this eligibility, meaning personal power. You go, you checking all. And mostly Navadvipas in Hindu and Paluga, Mahaprabhu's against and all commenting. Bhaktas, devotees, Nityanandu against that. Why there is a scholar, so-called Mayadevis, all power they have. The tarkic logic, all time arguing, all time I am great, I am understanding. Bhakti, bhakta, Bhagavan is no relation. Also, mostly Mayavadi, they are following Mayavad philosophy. They are not bhakti philosophy followers. So Mahaprabhu's time, Mahaprabhu giving darshan, and after Mahaprabhu giving Harinam for order everybody, Mahaprabhu saying upon Golar Mala Sabakare Diya, Ajna Dilo Mahaprabhu Krishna Gao Giya. Ki Bhajane, Kisayane, Kibaja Garane, Arnisha Chinta Krishna Balha Badane. Mahaprabhu giving order, everybody is on necklace, mala, garland, tilak, chandan. After Mahaprabhu say, you go and you chanting Harinam. And eating time, sleeping time, waking, continue chanting Harinam. But many people is possible going Puri, Mahaprabhu they are hearing Dhammaparad, Namaparad, Sivaparad, Vaishnavaparad, everything Mahaprabhu explaining. But not for everybody. Are everybody not possible going, meeting with Mahaprabhu? Now, this Bhakrishna Pandit, only one thing is telling Devananda Pandit this program. But other Chaitanya Mahakavya, Chaitanya Chandra, many other books is, they are writing this Bhakrishna Pandit has on service. He is going everywhere. First Mahaprabhu, after Mahaprabhu. He is checking, looking, who is doing bhajan, bhakti. How will be this is correct and perfect. Therefore, for he, time to time, giving them protein, potency, power. Sometime, asasanga, then is powerless. And this world is asasanga all time. Good association, very rare. Prajalpa, Niyamagraha, Janasanga, Lolancha, Aityahar, Prayas, many things. But no understanding, I am did wrong. All time I am doing wrong. But no understanding. Then what doing? Therefore, Bhakrishna Pandit, Gaudhar Shakti, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Telling Gaudhar Shakti Sarupaya, Rupananga Varayate. But Gaudhar Shakti, this Bhakrishna Pandit is going. All are chanting Harinam. He is saying, you are chanting Harinam, why not you have prem, love? Why not you are singing, dancing? Why you are unhappy? Why you are disturbed, all time suffering? Front of deities, never dancing, never singing. Why? Definitely your Harinam is not pure. You are not respecting. You are not connected with this all Mahaprabhu's parshad. You are no Mahaprabhu with this, you have relation. Other you chanting Harinam, then he is trailing Tadasma Smaram Ridayam Vatidam Yadgriya Manoi Harinam Adhyoi. No Bikre Jada Bikaro Netta Jalam Gatra Ruhi Suvasya. Chanting, chanting, chanting. Kotijan Mukarjadi Nam Sankirtanam Tabutana Paya Krishna Pade Primadhan. Mainly and color, lifetime, chanting, chanting. But not prem. Oh, hearing next sound, Mayadevi is then very happy. And guitar, harmonium, doing, then very happy. Looking, any other theater, notonki, then dancing alone in room. But kirtan, then no ecstasy, no prem, why. Therefore, he is saying, Mahaprabhu's this sloka, Nayanam Galadusrudharaya, Badanam Gadavada Ruddhagira, Puloko Nishtam Babu Kadatava Nama Grahane Bhavishyati. He is teaching all that. Why not heart melting? Tadasma Smaram, why rock hard? What a fire, anger, little things which is very angry. All the burning, but never melting heart, not sweetness coming, no softness coming. Why? Definitely you never chanting Harinam. Shuddha Naam, how will be? Therefore, crying and praying Mahaprabhu is near. He is teaching in process. Mahaprabhu saying, Jaha gare gare mangai bhikya. Bolo Krishna, Bharja Krishna, Karo Krishna, Sikya. But I am chanting Harinam, then possible I am telling and teaching, helping. The Bhakti Pandit, he is coming anywhere, he is starting this Harinam Sankirtanam. And Harinam Sankirtanam, and everybody is giving inspiration. You are also chanting. And with me, I am like praying, chanting, you also chanting. Then chanting time, he is praying, Mahaprabhu is near, Guru, Gadadhar Pandit near, Adhadhar near, then automatic spreading his love for everybody. And anybody purify, then praying and crying. Oh, my heart not melting. Chanting Harinam, but never can heart melting. No crying, no tears coming. Tab jani aparad ache prachur. Krishna bijta hai na kare unkur. Million, million life, crore life, aparad, offense. I have stock. Therefore, Krishnam, no sprouting. Chanting, seed is planting, watering, but not sprouting. That means dry seed, fry seed, broken seed, rotten seed. No, this is pure seed. But why not? I am watering. Water, you are watering this, other things. Therefore, he is seriously, and he is going where, anywhere, anybody commenting, any making offense, yeah, disobey, neglecting, he is going that places. And going there, he is starting Nam Sankirtanam. He is showing Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtanam how much power. The Shuddha Bhakta, Mahabhagavat, memorizing, remembering, praying, they are near, then automatic this power coming. All our Harinam chanting time, not possible Shuddha Naam, then Shuddha Bhaktas you are remembering. Namaparad there is writing, all aparad there. First telling Sadhu Nindya, then Guru Abhagya. I am anyhow insulting sadhu, commenting sadhu, complaining, blaming, looking guilty and faults of sadhus. Then Harinam, never helping, never this, jivas near, sadhu near coming. You know like Hari's followers, Hari's personal person, then how coming Harinam? How helping? Therefore, the Shuddha Bhakta, God persons, near is praying. Hoyachen hoiben prabhur jato das, sabar charanabandho dante kari ghas. Past, future, present will be any Vaishnava. Now present, I don't know. Why? My eyes is now blind. I cannot see Vaishnava. I am looking all of Vaishnava. My eyes is giving me this result. All of Vaishnava. Bitter fruits all time. No sweetness. So this is million life, crore lives is offense. Past time, any Vaishnava, Bhakta, remembering them, therefore writing our parampara. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, all Mahapurusha Parshad name is glorified. So this Bhakrishna Pandit, for Mahapurusha, how much bliss. He is dancing and stepping all sins and offense, anartha. Any time bhaktas are dancing, then they are realizing. But only name and fame, popularity for dancing, then legs has pain, tired, and no happiness, no glads, no romantic compa, then is monkey jumping, monkey dance, sometimes donkey dance, sometimes baboon dance, sometimes chimpanzee, sometimes kangaroo dance, you know, can guru, kangaroo, telling I am guru, you are guru, all guru, they call kangaroo, can guru, they have disciple own pocket, own children, I am guru, don't go any other way, don't meeting with anybody, without me, nobody your, this is called kangaroo. Why kangaroo has own pocket and his children is there forever. So kangaroo telling all disciples mine will be my pocket, my near. And I am jumping anywhere, you are already with me. But Bhakrishna Pandit, you are Shuddha Bhakta, they are not like this. They are going everywhere, anywhere, misunderstanding, misconceptions. Without Sankirtanam, not possible. Cleaning, purifying. And dancing time, telling step by step that dancing, all anartha there is removing. Like, you know, ghost and witch is catching anybody, so one coming expert person, and he's taking on broom and beating. Otherwise, shoes, beating. But not beating this person, beating this ghost. Similar, Vaishnava is dancing, and singing, there is, that time, thinking there is all living entity, conditioned soul, they are also dancing, but they are aromatic, step by step, all are anarthas removing, cleaning, purifying. So he is dancing how much? Sometimes 72 hours. Sometimes 6 hours, sometimes 12 hours, sometimes 24 hours, and with him, thousand bhakta, devotee, all are singing and dancing. Mahaprabhu giving free fund, distribution, prema bhakti. But this is possible, I'm protecting and keeping my near all time. Gurudev kindly giving mantra diksha. But this mantra diksha, with I am staying, and then all mantra diksha, mantra with me, I am with you, mantra. Oh, sometime I have no taste. Sometime asasanga, too much. Time for everybody, but Harinam Sankirtan for no time. Harikatha for no time. Then, where am I? Asasanga. But they say, no, 1 minute I am not giving. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, night, day and night. Sukhdeva Goswami is 7 days. Harikatha, day and night. That is Vaishnavas, they only not speaking, singing, dancing, and all anartha removing. Everybody is giving his prema bhakti. All are the excessivities, all are crying and praying, rolling and ground, and their heart is melting. Romance kampa pulaka set, vaibhanna with this. This is Mahapurush Parshad. They are not fighting anybody with this. No going with this, stick with this, hamara with this, arrow and bow with this, sword with this, chakra sudarshan with this, not going, fighting for it. এবে অস্ত্র না ধরিল প্রাণে কারে না মারিল হরিনাম দিয়া হৃদয় শুধিল যাচি গিয়া ঘরে ঘরে। হ্যাঁ হোল্ডিং ফিট প্লিজ চেন্টিং হরিনাম, ইউ কাম হিয়ারিং হরিনাম, কাম গোয়িং জগন্নাথপুরী মহাপুরুষ নিয়ার দর্শন রথযাত্রা। হ্যাঁ গিভিং প্রসাদম ফিডিং মেন্টেনিং এভরিথিং বাট ইউ নট ফলোয়িং দেন এগেইনস্ট ফাইটিং উইথ ইউ নাও মেনি মেনি সোসাইটি ডুইং লাইক দিস এনিবডি লিটল বিট ডিড রং অ্যান্ড ফলস অ্যান্ড গিল্টিজ কিকিং গেট আউট নো মোর হেয়ার ফর এভার ফর রিজেক্টিং অহো হাউ আর ইউ রিজেক্টিং ফর ইউ হ্যাভ পাওয়ার অ্যাকসেপ্টিং ফর নোট পাওয়ার চেঞ্জিং ফর নোট পাওয়ার। হ্যাঁ দ্য মহাপুরুষ নাইন নট লাইক দিস মহাপুরুষ লাইন ইজ ভেরি কাইন্ড অ্যান্ড সফট অ্যান্ড সুইট অ্যান্ড হেল্পফুল জীব ইজ মেনি গিল্টিস জীব ডুইং অল টাইম রং বাট হু চেঞ্জিং অ্যান্ড টেলিং নো ডুইং মোর লাইক দিস। হ্যাঁ ফরগিভনেস নট এভরিথিং ফরগেটনেস। হ্যাঁ আই এম ওন টাইম ওয়ান টাইম ফরগিভিং বাট ইজ ইট রং দেন দ্য নেক্সট হোয়াট ডুইং গিভিং প্লাস পয়েন্ট সেন্টিং ফর হরিনাম গিভিং প্রেয়িং অ্যান্ড হেল্পিং স্পিরিচুয়াল এনার্জি গিভিং পাওয়ার গিভিং দেন পসিবল জীব চেঞ্জিং আদারওয়াইজ ইউ চাস্টাইংস ইউ পানিশমেন্ট ইউ হেটিং কিপিং ডিস্টেন্স মোর উইল বি রং অ্যান্ড ব্যাড 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 বাট কেয়ারফুলি আই হ্যাভ নো পাওয়ার অ্যান্ড আই এম গোয়িং লাইক আই ডোন্ট নো সুইমিং অ্যান্ড আই এম জাম্পিং ইন ওশেন আদার পার্সন ইজ নাও ইজ অলরেডি গোয়িং ড্রাউন ইজ ওয়াটার বাট হি ইজ হোল্ডিং মি ক্যাচিং মি বোথ আর গোয়িং যাহা সে গে খুদাকে কসম। হ্যাঁ আই ডোন্ট নো হাউ ক্যান আই প্রোটেক্ট মাই সেলফ আই হ্যাভ নো লাভ দ্যাট আই এম থিঙ্কিং আই এম হেল্পিং আদার আদার জীবস হেল্পফুল আই এম আই এম ভেরি কাইন্ড। হ্যাঁ বাট আই এম নট প্রেয়িং মহাপুরুষ নিয়ার আই এম নট আস্কিং মহাপুরুষ ক্রাইং নট ক্রাইং আই এম থিঙ্কিং আই এম মাই সেলফ ইজ ডুইং দিস ইজ কল সুসাইড। হ্যাঁ ওন সেলফ সুসাইড ফার্স্ট ইউ হ্যাঁ এ উইল বি এক্সপার্ট দেন পসিবল বাই গড ডিজায়ার পসিবল হেল্পিং থাউজেন্ড মিলিয়ন কলোর্স। হ্যাঁ তো ফার্স্ট ইজ প্রেয়িং দি শুদ্ধ ভক্ত মা ভাগবত গড পার্সন্স গুরুবর্গস নিয়ার দে আর কাইন্ডলি হেল্পিং অ্যান্ড অল টাইম হেল্পফুল অল টাইম গিভিং মার্সি অল টাইম টেলিং আস this is wrong not good this line is not good you changing and helping to this Vakrasya Pandit today how much he is kind and soft Devananda Pandit is big Bhagavat acharya qualified thousand thousand forward disciples all are his hearer speaker he is speaking everybody is his teaching but he cannot understanding Shuddha Bhakta Mahabhagavat God person Sukadeva Goswami he respecting Parikshit Maharaj respecting everybody's then he speaking Sukadeva Goswami respecting all are but Bhagavat speaker his heart is no soft there is writing Sukadeva Goswami নিবৃত তৈর বকীয় মানাত ভব ওষুধাত শ্রোত্র মনোবিরামাত ক উত্তম শ্লোক গুণানুবাদাত উমান বিরজিত বিনা পশুগুণাত ইউ হ্যাভ নট নিবৃত তৃষ্ণ ইউ নট রসিক অ্যান্ড ভাবুক দেন হাউ ইউ হেল্পিং আদার। তারপর বক্রেশ্বর পণ্ডিত কাইন্ডলি দিস নট অনলি ওয়ান চেঞ্জিং চেঞ্জিং থাউজেন্ডস থাউজেন্ড স্কলার টুডে ইজ অ্যাপিয়ার্স দি অল আর প্রেয়িং ও স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার হি ইজ টিচিং হেল্পিং কন্টিনিউ ফর এভার টেক কেয়ার আস বাট অল আর স্ট্রাবার নেভার আস্কিং নেভার প্রেয়িং আই থিঙ্ক আই এম ওকে দিস ইজ আওয়ার ডিজিজ main disease. I am nice. What is problem? I am a pretty healthy, wealthy. I am qualified. What qualified? I am rock stone like is outside. Unconscious stone. They are not growing also on grasses also. Heat is not disturbing, cold not disturbing, but not growing any grasses also, nothing. No help for anybody. But I am like a rock. Therefore, today, praying, begging. Then, understanding, right? First writing. One time, I am in, within Gurudev, this Purushottam Golima, Bhakti Kapal Olulami Maharaj, his morning time, his how thousand no, how many thousand name he memorized, his singing, remembering, also now that temple rules, morning after Mangal Arati, doing Parikrama, and this, starting these songs, how many names they remembering and offering pranam. Oh Baba, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hour, sitting, hearing only. Maharaj closing eyes and Maharaj is chanting, remembering, offering pranam. Oh Baba. So then they're begging. And all are near by any Vaishnava, never addressing, no talking each other, no respecting, no praying. Oh, I am very proud, I am senior, I am elder, old buffalo. How can I am any junior, any other is offering pranam and praying and begging? Oh no, egao egao mor Vaishnava Gosai, korunar jalasincha tabe rakha pai. I am looking this Prabhupada Parshad. I seen. Therefore, I know. So now, this Bhakshar Pandit near praying, Mahaprabhu Parshad near praying. Gaur Shakti, Gadadhar Shakti. This Dhyanchandra Paddhati, Gopal Guru Goswami, after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, coming this parampara and line is running now. So now next is hearing Gaur Premanande.